Coach's Corner interview here on KATE, and we talk Albert Lea boys basketball every Friday on KATE Radio. Harrison Cates, the head coach of our Tigers, joins us. And Harrison, a good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron.
Well, let's recap a couple of games this week, and let's start with a Tuesday. And we should mention going into the week, a couple of tough matchups. Northfield on Tuesday, a very good Mankato East team that I believe just beat Mankato West this week. You guys got them last night. We'll talk about that. But let's start with the Northfield game, 95-52 the final. Harrison, give us your thoughts on that game, and where did Northfield cause your team maybe the most problems?
Yeah, Northfield really likes to push the tempo. Part of our thing, too, is we had a couple players messing with some illness and some sick stuff, so we weren't at 100% for our team, but they really pushed the tempo and they shot the lights out. I mean, in the first half, they were 12 for 16 from three. So, yeah, they came in and they were ready to play, and that's kind of our guy's thing that we always talk about, you and me, Aaron, is we don't come ready to play a lot of times. So we get down 12, 14, nothing, it's hard for us to crawl back. But for them, they really pushed the tempo, they made a lot of shots, and they did pretty good.
95-52, the final score. I don't have it in front of me. Do you remember offhand who was maybe the leading scorers in that game?
Yeah. We had Josh Gwen with 17. He was kind of the bright spot. I mean, he started off slow, kind of like as he always do, but he had a really good second half and strung some baskets together, and he played pretty well.
So 95-52 loss to Northfield on Tuesday last night. And you can tell me if this is correct. Mankato East was just coming off of a win against crosstown rival West, right?
Yeah, they beat West by 11 on Tuesday. So
this Mankato East team must be pretty good, because seeing Mankato West in person, they're the real deal. And East wins last night 106-104 the final. And Harrison, give us a recap of that game.
They're my pick to win the Big Nine.
Okay.
I think they're going to make some noise in their section and then go state. But they have talent from their top guy all the way down to their 9th-10th guy. I was talking to their coach before the game, and they play 11 guys pretty consistently. So they have the depth. They get the ball up. They score. They score a bunch of points. And their top guy, BJ Oma, is D1 caliber. So we had a tough time matching up against all their talent. But, it was just kind of a rough start and rough all the way around.
Harrison Cates, head coach, Albert Lea boys basketball team, with us here on a Coach's Corner interview. Good thing for your team is you're right back in action coming up tomorrow, and this will be the second time this year that you will have back-to-back games with the girls' basketball team. You guys are going to play at 5:30 tomorrow at home against Worthington. Girls will play after at 7:30. This is a makeup game. You had a scheduled game against Worthington on Saturday, this last Saturday, moved to this Saturday. Talk about the matchup tomorrow, and talk about if maybe you're going to have a full squad, or is there still going to be guys out for tomorrow's game against Worthington?
Yeah, we'll be full, back 100%, back all of our guys tomorrow, so we'll be a full squad. Worthington, their record isn't great. They're 1-5 or 1-6, but they played some teams close. They lost to Winona by 2, lost to Newell by 2. So although their record shows, hey, they've only won one game, they've been competitive in both games. So we're going to have to play well tomorrow for us to win, but I think we'll be in a pretty good spot, and I think we'll be competitive.
Again, 5:30, the boys play. The girls will play right after at 7:30. If you're looking for something to do on your Saturday, head down to the high school here in Albert Lea. Real quick thoughts on next week's games. At Winona on Tuesday, hosting Red Wing on Friday. We're going to have that game for you Friday against the Wingers right here on KETE. Talk about the Winhawks and the Wingers. A couple of Big Nine teams coming up next week.
Winona's really surprised me this year. They, too, their record isn't great. I think their Big Nine record is like 3-4 or 3-5. But they're really competitive, and they beat some good teams. So for us to beat them, I mean, they run the ball. They push it, kind of like every Big Nine team. They're big. They outside us, so we're going to have to rebound the ball well, not turn the ball over for us to be in that game. And then Red Wing, too. Red Wing was kind of picked to be towards the bottom of the Big Nine, and they went and beat East by 17 a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
So the conference is so weird. It's kind of anybody's conference right now, I think. It should be very – two pretty good teams, and we'll have to play well to get the ball game next week.
Again, 5:30 tomorrow against Worthington. The next home game after that, Friday, the 21st, 7:30 against Red Wing. We'll have that game for you on KETE. And, of course, we'll talk to Harrison in the pregame show coming up a week from today. Harrison Cates, head coach, Yelbert Lee boys basketball team, joins us every Friday on Cate Radio. Harrison, like always, thank you so much for the time. Be safe in this winter weather, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Aaron, appreciate it. Thanks.